Hi. This is about listening and the progressive stage, hearing. When somebody asks you for an opinion or to share something with them about what is going on in their life, there are a few possibilities to consider. One is, probably the person doesn't realize this, but when they say, "What do you think?" or "What do you see?" what they're really asking is, "Please tell me what I want to hear," which is what I've already decided. The trouble is with what I've decided isn't working. So I want you to tell me something that is pleasant, undisturbing, fixes the problem, and I don't have to make any major change. I know I keep saying the same thing, and I say it because hardly anybody has heard it. Obviously, at this moment, you're listening. But are you hearing it? Are you allowing it to come to you without agreeing, without disagreeing, without attempting to understand? Are you allowing what you're hearing to enter you and to make any changes inside that are appropriate? Now, the word is change, you see. If you are doing the same thing in the same way with the same people, you are likely to stay the same. Change. Everything else is changing. You look at a tree and think it's solid. It's changing. Every single leaf, every single molecule of every single leaf is changing. Everything is moving and changing. And the human brain is trying to stay unmoving. Change. I'm not talking about change we make, because any change we make comes from the old. You see, it comes from a place that has been programmed by people who are not living very delightfully. This is the way to live. But if you look at the planet, it's not working. So if we make a change, we're making it from the old, and all we're doing is projecting the old into what we call the future, and we'll have similar results. What does happen to bring around a new way of life is allowing change to happen. If change is appropriate, it's there already. You have a facility in you, which we can call intuition, or the third chakra. You have a facility in you. Now, it is not developed, in fact it's been suppressed, but you do have it. And you're always getting the message you need. All you have to do is to disconnect from your tightness, your fixedness. Open up a little bit, just even to listen without even doing anything, to hear, and then allow the change to happen, whatever it is. Then you're in the flow of life. Now, I'm going to try and describe again what the state of most people most of the time. And to do it, I'm going to use more exaggerated situations. But they're the same. It's just some are more obvious and some are less obvious. But everybody's in this state unless they are in the state. Very few, very rare. The state has no position, takes no thought of tomorrow, has left everything, totally available, never attempts to understand, never attempts to agree or disagree. They're just there, open, available for whatever wants to happen in that moment. What's the other side? Well, take the fanatical Muslim. I don't know whether you've met any. I have. I spent a lot of time in Arab countries. Amazing people. But the fanatical Muslim, something else. Take the born-again Christian, the fanatical Christian, or the highly orthodox Jew. Just these three categories for now. If you attempt to speak to these people, you'll be aware that there is absolutely no space for them to hear you. They have been programmed to such an extent and accepted that program to such a depth that if you are not saying exactly matching the way they've been programmed, you're shielded out, shut out immediately. The fanatic, the Muslim, the Christian, the Jew, they are not saying that this is appropriate for us. They're saying, this is the way. The Christian says, if you're not christened, you won't go to heaven. The Muslim is a little bit more fanatical. The Muslim says, convert or die. And that's what happened in past history. The Jew is a little bit more complicated because it's very complicated to convert to be a Jew. But the three are saying the same thing. This is the way. There is no other way. And they're all saying different things, but they're all saying, my God is the only God. Now, does that make it a little bit more clear? Now you say, oh, but I'm not that. Yes, you are. On some level, you are holding. And you're terrified not to hold. The Muslim, the Christian, the Jew, they live not in fear, they live in terror. Terror. They've got to see it that way. Or they don't go to heaven. Not only do they not go to heaven, they go to hell. And there's no in between now because the Pope has declared that there's no in between. You go to one to the other. The new Pope's declared that. How does that relate to your friend or to you, you might say? Well, it does. If a friend comes to you and asks you, we're having trouble with our relationship, what do you suggest? You see, they don't realize it, and almost certainly you don't realize it. They're not seeing themselves clearly. It's almost certain that you can see them more clearly. Actually, they see you more clearly. But it's rare anyone sees themselves clearly. So when a person says, what do you see about our relationship? How can we get out of this? What they're saying is, this is the way I'm seeing things. I am right, they are wrong. This person has to change in order that I feel more comfortable and I get what I want. They don't know that. They're looking, as I said, for something that's convenient to hear to change the situation without them having to change. They want the other to change. We always want the other to change. We want everything to change except ourselves. So when they ask this question, they don't know how fixed, how contracted, contained, how much they're in a box. And relationships is one of the biggest boxes. Well, I don't know whether it's big. It's a box. It's a thick box. Yeah, it's a thick box. And it is so ingrained in us, until death us do part, on some level, that a relationship is forever. We've got to make it work. Whether it's appropriate or not, whether it's suitable or not, whether it's giving us cancer or not, we've got to make it work. So usually when people ask, what do I do about this relationship? There is no room at all to say it's not appropriate. You need to move on. No room. They're saying, how can I make it work? So you tell them something and they modify their box. They make a window, or make it a bit bigger, or put in a balcony, or a roof garden, or a deck, but they're not coming out of the box. This box has to work. How can I make it work? And there's a restriction. So I come right back now to, if you ask something of somebody who you consider can see you a little bit more clearly, especially if their lives are an example for how you would like to live, if you ask something, not only listen, hear. And even if you're not prepared to make those changes, at least let them in and consider. See the situation more clearly. Allow. I'll come back again to the same point. We're all fixed somewhere. If you're not fixed anywhere, you're in the zone. You are free. When I say free, unless you're free, you don't know what that means. Freedom is beyond what you can think. It is beyond what the mind can even remotely imagine. I'm not talking about freedom as the opposite to slavery. I'm talking about a freedom that can't be comprehended. An absolute, unbounded state. You have that in you now, and every compromise you make, everything you hold on to, every condition in your life is keeping you from experience of this incredible state. It's up to you. Not only listen, hear, and allow.